music? I like music too!
Oh, this just in.
The Power Packs music news.
There's lots of new music coming your way, fresh to your ears very, very soon. But there's also plenty of upcoming music news that's dropped this week. We're going to start with Drake. Now, he was the birthday boy on the weekend, turning 34 on Saturday. And he used the occasion to announce a time frame for album number 6 called Certified Lover Boy. He posted a minute-long video on the weekend that was set to an instrumental soundtrack, showed a young boy gazing up into the sky in wonder and an adult Drake staring thoughtfully. How arty. So when will it release? All we know is January 2021. That's the time frame we've been given. Not too far away, though, Drake fans. A little bit more definitive than that is Miley Cyrus, who announced before the weekend that her latest album, called Plastic Hearts, it's going to be arriving on November 27. The last album, Younger Now, came out in 2017. With it, she unveiled the cover art, which was shot by iconic rock and roll photographer Mick Rock. And the pink tinge shot certainly screams rock. The announcement was accompanied by a message to fans saying, "If you're reading this, know that I love and appreciate you on the deepest level. I began this album over 2 years ago. Thought I had it all figured out. Not just the record with its songs and sounds, but my whole life. But no one checks an ego like life itself. Just when I thought the body of work was finished, it was all erased, including most of the music's relevance, because everything had changed. Nature did what I now see as a favour and destroyed what I couldn't let go of myself. I lost my house in a fire, but found myself in its ashes." That's deep. And there was some hope as well that Adele would drop some news this weekend as she hosted Saturday Night Live for the third time. Unfortunately for fans, though, while she sang snippets of her older catalogue throughout the episode and showed off some comedic chops, she said her hugely anticipated next album isn't done yet, saying, "My album is not yet finished. I'd rather put on some wigs, have a glass of wine or six, and just see what happens." We're still waiting, Adele. Into the top five. The 1997 Fleetwood Mac classic Dreams may have slipped one position from fourth last week, but the album it comes from, Rumours, climbed from 11 into the top 10 to 9 in the album's charts. Not all bad news. In four of the charts, Holy, Justin Bieber featuring Chance the Rapper. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion slipping one spot. Three. This is WAP. I'm talking WAP. Climbing to a new peak of two is Head and Heart by Joel Corey and MNEC. And now celebrating 4 weeks at number one. It's also been number one in the UK for the last 4 weeks. Mood, 24K Golden, Ian Dior. It is some new music now, and she's made appearances on the charts in 2020 through collaborations with Justin Bieber, Social House and Lady Gaga. But now solo Ariana Grande is back. We've got this brand new single called Positions, and album number 6 of the same name is going to release on Friday. The 14-track release will feature some special guests in The Weeknd, Doja Cat and Ty Dolla $ign. The video for Positions leans into the news cycle a little bit as it's set in the White House and imagines what life would be like if Ari was the US president. Complete with glam Jackie Ode-inspired fashions, a diverse cabinet, plenty of late-night pizza making flanked by her Secret Service detail. This is Ariana Grande's Positions. Now, rising Aussie talent Raw has dropped his latest single, Distance, as part of his Bright Lights Red Eyes EP, which came out Friday. He was meant to be joining us later this morning. Now going to be later this week. Poor lad is sick. This is As Long As You're Here from that EP. And finally, just ahead of last night's NRL Grand Final headline performance, Amy Shark dropped her new single, Come On, featuring Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker. It's her second Blink collaboration after the single Psycho with Mark Hoppus from 2018 album Love Monster. And it's something that she's pretty stoked about, saying, "It's quite surreal to have the drummer from one of my all-time favourite bands playing on one of my songs. It didn't take much convincing for him to jump on board. He genuinely loved the song and took Come On to another level." After a jam-packed music news, this is Come On from Amy Shark and Travis Barker on Power.